Blog Talk Radio.
Really, Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Oh, girl.
Marit.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna give that pussy up.
Uh-huh.
I know these dudes out here playing.
Yeah.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Uh-huh.
Elmira, girl.
Remix.
Elmira, girl.
Remix.
Elmira, girl.
This the remix.
Elmira, girl. Elmira, girl.
Yo, if money's the motivation, girl, look at me cause it's hard to tell. You tell me never let you go cause you know me well. You rolling this with your life, you playing suicide. Know me and you in the world, girl, it's family guy. Drugs, beers, and shit, you want penetration. I'm thinking caps and gowns, I'm thinking education. Where's me on the line, girl, you got me waiting. I wanna fuck that pussy, girl, I'm impatient, yeah. I'm already in the mix, I'm in the back glowing live with your well and some chicks. You need a good man, but you don't want that. You got your hands in the air like Lucky. Where the money at? How you live, I don't know. You can't gas the kid like grass room to grow. Girl, you my last bitch, but no diva though. But I think you beautiful, and I'm a gentleman. Sign you ain't used to. I shine bright like the sun. Girl, where your dollars at? I got a black cherry now. Girl, you can holler back. Sucking on dick and shit. Come, you swallow that. I buy a girl's flowers, never beat, but I'ma swallow that. Get your mom made. Facebook throwing shade. I thought you was my boo. Yeah, I called you babe. I'm getting money, I don't want nothing. All I want is for Elmira, girl, stop fronting. One out of five got STDs. Young girls getting pregnant, nope, not by me.
By me, by me,
yeah, yeah. Nah, they get pregnant by me, baby.
Whoa, whoa.
Tell them Lucky.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna get that pussy up.
Yeah.
I know these dudes out here lame.
Yeah.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Why?
Elmira, girl.
Remix.
Elmira, girl.
The remix.
Elmira, girl.
Elmira,
girl.
Remix. Elmira,
girl. Remix. Elmira, girl.
This is the remix.
I know that you don't want love.
Nah.
You wanna get that pussy.
Give it up.
I know these dudes out here lame.
Okay.
But you girls keep on playing games.
Why?
Elmira, girl.
Remix.
Elmira, girl.
Remix.
Elmira, girl.
This is the remix.
Elmira, girl.
Yeah.
Elmira,
yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Elmira, girl.
What up?
Really, Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch. Nah. Nah, how you gonna make a song about us right now? Fuck your store. Nah, go take care of your kids. What's a Mr. New City anyway? I'll fuck with these bum-ass niggas anyway. I don't give a shit if they don't got a job. I'm from Elmira. Fuck that shit. Elmira hoes this, Elmira hoes that. Why you making songs about us anyway, Lucky? Fuck you, bum-ass nigga. Nah, I don't wanna hear that shit. Get out of my face. Really? Really? Are you for real right now? I'm good. Nah.
Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? This is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, pregame radio, Brooklyn Black. I'm back. Happy Halloween to everybody. Hopefully everyone is having a safe Halloween day. They trick-or-treating. They doing their thing. Check that candy. Watch out for the razors and the Snickers bars and all that. You got to be safe. You can't be too safe. Today, we're going to talk about loyalty. We're talking about loyalty. We're talking about forgiveness. We're going to touch that topic again. And we're talking about STDs. Talking about STDs today. Talking about wrapping it up. And so we got a great show in store. And we're going to go to some music or whatever. We're going to go to the track by this local guy named Lucky Me. Track called I Love You. And we'll be right back. You hear me? I said we'll be right back.
Yo, what's poppin', y'all? This something special, you know what I'm saying, right here. I mean, my boy, he likes this girl. He been riding with her for a minute, you know what I'm saying? So, through my talent, I'ma express his feelings to her.
Yeah.
I know you see me as BFF. I look good, I'm well dressed. I know we just friends, girl. I can't help myself. I Facebook your page to try to tell you how I feel. I admit it, this love thing, I feel it so real. I'm shooting a movie, I hit you up because I need a star. Tingle, tingle, sexy ma, you know who you are. You got a face to light the room up. Blind, talking cheesy, single mother, it ain't easy. Conversations on the phone, yeah, they kinda tease me. Palisades Mall, you used to come to see me. Let's get a room, I wanna kiss you cause you so special. You on my mind all the time as my little nephew. Maybe I'm strong, or you might be the one to be my baby girl, a mom to my son. I got a funny vacation, you need a break. Give me a chance, girl. Nope, no more.
I know I'm different than the guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we're best friends, and that's cool. Can't we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love you. I know I'm different than them guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we're best friends, and that's cool. Can't we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love
you. Yo, I know what you need. Don't be scared. Miss, come and take my hand. Look at your cards. You'll never have a better hand. I've known you 5 years. So I understand, but don't understand why you've been played by many men. You're sexy, you're smart, that's why I'm into you. You always held me down, like a friend should do. Hit me out, can we take it to the next level? I'm trying to have this room shaking, like heavy metal. Sex, nope, sex ain't everything. I wanna see you in a white dress, here's the wedding ring. Give me a shot, like Kobe when it's crunch time. I eat the pussy, yes, miss, I munch mine. Kiss through the phone, it's more than a crush. I'm kinda shy with the words, so I hit up lucky. Me and you, baby, I wanna be your man. Look at me, I'm sincere. Take my hand.
I know
you're
different than the guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we're best friends, and that's cool. Can we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love you. I know I'm different than the guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we're best friends, and that's cool. Can we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love you. I love you.
Nick.
Instrumentals.com.
Oh, I'm tired of this shit, you fucking bum ass nigga. You hear me?
We
don't
have lives on air.
That's why I face this shit, dumb nigga. I had to go to the bathroom.
I want the car, some money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. Lucky man, love A3. Plus, I got kids. Elmira's where I live. Nigga, I want child support. I want child support.
My baby mama calling, voicemail, hang up on her, baby need new shoes. All she do is want for money, man, he don't want for nothing. She washed up like she hot, acting like she young, still acting.
When I'm done, drive.
Last check, little mama bought a Gucci bag. My income tax, man, she took everything I had. She talking shit to her friends like I'm a bad father. My sister wanted to wash her up, I said, why bother? I'm emotional dude, yes, this shit bothers me. Dejected like you me, so what's it gonna be? I gave her the house. The cars and the keys, and I fell to my knees.
Yeah.
Now I'm broke.
I want the cars, the money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. Lucky my love ain't free. Plus I got kids on my wrist where I live. Nigga, I want child support. 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 I want child support.
Yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, baby mama drama got the kids stressed out. I'm thinking about packing up, maybe move down south. I mean, I can't keep. I bring girls to my home, cause every 5 minutes a bitch blowing up my phone. She took my food stamps, I see I get brand new. My kids looking dirty, but her clothes is brand new. She argues in public, she screams so loud, her ponytail was to the side. She's so ghetto and so proud. If it wasn't for my kids, I would've snuffed her and ran away. I'm thinking about Arizona or that place where Kobe played. Man, if you're young and single, yeah, I live your life. Men will never win, and I'm caught right.
I want the cars, the money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. Lucky my love ain't free. Plus I got kids. I'm Irish where I live. Nigga, I want child support. 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 I want child
me. I've been here times.
who have prestige, who promise fortune and fame, a life that's so carefree. She's saying that's okay. Hey, baby, do what you want. I'll be your number one thing. I'll be the freak you can talk.
Yo, like I said, we're back. You just tuning in. Happy Halloween to everybody. You're just listening to that good old Lucky Me, and you're listening to that Michael Jackson, Dirty Diana. Did you hear it? Dirty Diana. Like I said, it's Halloween. There's a lot happening within the past week or whatever. Shout out to all the listeners out here in Elmira. Finally, Elmira has a voice. Shout out to everybody who's in the chat room who's listening on the computer. Shout out to Ms. Leonard. Shout out to the kid Pudge or whatever. Shout out to Hooters.com. So I'm saying, y'all got a computer, log on to Hooters.com, look out for the shit, all the stuff she got to do. And we live here in Elmira. A lot of craziness been going on. We got dudes kidnapping babies and all that. And I don't know if y'all been listening to the previous shows. We was trying to create peace with, you know, two lovely ladies out here in Elmira. And thank God, because of the show, and maybe not even because of the show, but still, peace, they're able to talk and, you know, iron things out, and that's a good thing. One of the dudes that, you know, was in that situation, or somewhat a spinoff of that situation, ended up getting beat up, and he kidnaps a baby. Thank God the baby is safe. You know, the precious young little lad, nothing is wrong with him. He's good or whatever. Dude is away in jail. And I don't mark jail on anybody, but if you kidnap babies and you do things like that, you deserve to be in jail. So if anybody know that dude, he can lick my dick. And see you at commissary. This is Elmira, New York. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me. We're talking about loyalty. We're talking about loyalty. And what does loyalty really mean? When someone says I'm loyal, does that mean faithful? Like, now when I say faithful, I'm not just saying in a relationship aspect. It's more of like, it's kind of like a relationship aspect, but not an intimate relationship aspect. And loyalty, what does it really mean? And so if you're listening, you know what I'm saying, Elmira, Facebook or whatever. Hold on, let's see what we got on. Get on the 9370, you're on the air.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, ma'am.
Hello, Lucky. I'm just, you know, wondering what to do about loyalty. What is loyalty in your perspective?
In my perspective,
yeah.
Loyalty is this. Saying, like, if you say you're going to do something, do it, and meaning it 1,000%. I mean, loyalty is being arrested and they telling you that you want to get 100 years if you don't give up your cousin, and you say, so what, give me 2,000 years, I'll take it. Loyalty is someone you needing $5 and they got $4, but they'll give you their $4. I don't know. Do you have a situation, miss? Do you have what's going on?
Okay, so I've been seeing this guy for almost 3 years now, and you know, he still messes around with his two baby moms, whatever they want to call them. But today he brought the little bitch over to the house, and there was some problems started. Now, he completely said to my face, she going to be my wife, you know, fuck you, go fuck with your other baby daddy, this, that, and the third, but seeing all actuality, I don't want to mess with nobody else but him. And I've been faithful to him for the past 3 years. But he ain't been faithful to me for the past 3 years, so what do I do about that?
I say, have this guy hurt you?
Yes.
Do we ever tell you that he loves you?
I don't know if he means it, but he does tell me that.
Well, I mean, it's like this, miss. If I tell someone I love you, I'm not going to hurt you, because that would be the opposite of me telling you that I love you. I mean, it's about, we all can say things. We all can say, oh, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that. But it's all about the action. You know what I mean? If he loves you, he's going to show you that. He's going to cherish you every single day. He's going to, oh, we got a caller. Hold on, we got a caller. Sorry to cut you off, miss. You're on the air.
Hello?
What's going on, sir? We got a lovely young lady here from Elmira, and she's, we're talking about loyalty and stuff like that. You want to put some input to that?
So what's the situation? Like, what's her problem? What's she going through? I might be able to help.
All right, Miss B, would you like to tell them, you know, in a short version, your plight?
All right, so I've been seeing the guy for 3 years. The dude do tell me he loves me, but I don't know if it's true, and he does mess around with his other baby mamas, but I don't know what to do about it.
Well, you know, if somebody's telling you they love you, or you love somebody, and you tolerate dealing with that, you can only deal with that for so long. You can only tolerate fuckery for so long, you know what I'm saying? You can only tolerate somebody treating you horrible for so long, you know what I'm saying? If his baby mamas is more important to him than what you think you have, then you need to think about what it is you really have. That's really all I have for that.
Have you ever been in that type of relationship, sir, or any type of situation like that?
I've been in a situation to where I has had to tell somebody, you know what I'm saying, that something serious, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a situation a while back, but, you know what I'm saying, men are going to be men, you know what I'm saying, and men are going to take care of the responsibilities. If he feels he needs to take care of responsibilities, he's going to do that. I advise him to take care of his responsibilities, but at the same time, think about what it is he really wants, you know what I'm saying? That's where all that comes from.
Okay, so in my situation, what should I do? Should I just leave him alone, or should I just keep dealing with what I'm dealing with? Because, yes, the dude does hurt me a lot.
Let me ask you this, miss. Do you think about what he has done to you? Like, do you think about the bad stuff he's done to you?
Every day.
Does it outweigh the good stuff?
Definitely.
So then you should take some time and write down the good and the bad. If the good outweighs the bad, I'd say, you know what I'm saying, come to him, step to him, very ladylike, like, listen, if it's not going to be how I want it to be or how I think it is right now, then I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? You let him know that.
Okay, but what if you were me today in the situation that I was in? You know, my place of residence, I was there, and he brought his baby mama there talking about, she's going to be my wife, fuck you, I don't want you, this, then, the third. But then again, you still want to try to be with him.
This is where I step in. And I got to keep asking this. And it seems like I keep on repeating myself every single week. Now, miss, you're from Elmira, correct?
Yes, sir.
Why do you Elmira females settle? Like, you act like y'all don't know your worth. Like you don't feel, like, to me, and I'm not saying you, because I don't know you personally, but I'm saying, like, it seems like you females are like, all right, fuck it.
But
be like, fuck it. Like, oh, I can't get no niggas, so I'm just going to deal with these guys who beat me, who cheat on me, go raw on other chicks, and come home and get in the bed with you, kiss you, tell you they love you. Why do y'all settle? Is there a reason why y'all settle?
Honestly, I don't know. I can't answer that question with an honest answer, so I'm just going to say I don't know.
Do you think it has something to do with the town? Is it like a stigma of the actual town, Elmira?
I don't know. I can't talk for the whole Elmira, but I know in my situation, it's a bunch of motherfucking bullshit, and I'm tired of it. But yeah, I still
so the question
want
to see. Is what do you want to do? Do you see that there's room for improvement? Like, this guy continuously hurts your heart. He's hurting your heart, correct? So why deal with it?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. It's me because I don't want to be alone.
Because you don't want to be alone.
Here, I can handle this.
All right, you want to talk? You want to get in? All right, hold on. We got an in-store, you know, guest, Hooters.com. She want to, you know, touch base.
Hello?
Yes,
if you're listen, you shouldn't be scared to be alone, because sometimes that's where you find the best qualities about yourself, is when you're alone. But in the end, like, when you really look at it, you're only alone in one aspect of your life. You're always going to have somebody there for you, whether it's a friend or a family member or one of each or a coworker or something. You're just because you're not with somebody for a relationship, at the end of the day, like, being alone like that is going to make you stronger, because you're going to be able to go out, you're going to be able to find yourself, do what you want to do, and not have to worry about, oh, I have a man back at home, I shouldn't do this, this isn't the right thing, or I'm going to go home and get screamed at once he finds out, once I tell him this, that, and the third. Take some time, be alone, find yourself, find out what you really want, what really would be good for you out of a man in a relationship, and take it from there.
But what if you don't have anybody in your life besides yourself?
See, that's the thing you also have to realize. Like, you're never by yourself in life because, like I said, you either have a friend or a family member. Like, you might not realize it right now in this moment in time, but if you were to, like, sit back and think or get in a bubble bath and really think about it, you always have somebody there. What did you say?
I said good advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on.
Hello, we're back on. I'm sorry about that. What's going on?
Okay. This is Lucky, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now, another question. What if a nigga has a good wife at home and everything, but he still wants to talk to other females? Does it make themselves feel good, or is it trying to make the female jealous, or what is it trying to do to him?
Well, guys, it's like this. Guys will push the envelope as far as they can push it. It's like, if you got a chick that has no tolerance, you're not going to walk that thin line. If you got a chick that you know you can get away with stuff like cheating, getting caught on Facebook, getting caught in public and with other chicks, kissing, whatever the case may be, any type of scenario, the guy's going to keep on pushing the envelope because he's like, listen, no matter what I do, this girl is still going to go with it. Hold on, we're multitasking. We have, if you just tuned in, it's a Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Brooklyn Black and the Pregame Radio.
Hold on, sir.
Yo, we got another call. We got Young Prince in the building. We want to get him on the air. You on the air, sir?
Yo, what's poppin'? Shout out to Lucky, Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black and all that. What's good with y'all niggas? What's good? All
right, this is the thing, sir. She's saying pretty much a guy got a good woman at home, and she want to know why do the guy that has the good woman at home do the things that he do. And I kind of just...
touchy.
I mean, you can take that.
I'm gonna take this one. All right, if ladies, if you feel like you're a good woman and your man's stepping out, then that it's and facts to prove that, then it's okay. You know what I'm saying? You have facts and you should do what you do and you should leave. You know what I'm saying? But if you have a good nigga and you realize you have a good nigga and he realizes he has a good woman, you know what I'm saying, then there's no reason for a departure because at the end of the day, she know where he's going to be at. He knows where she's going to be at. And everything that he do or he might, because men think crazy. So everything that he do, he might think is a come up. Everything that he thinks about is always about a come up. It's always about a double. You understand what I'm saying? So if you can talk to him instead of yell at him or talk at him, then, you know what I'm saying, then everything should be all right after that. You know what I'm saying? You do what he asks of you. He do what you ask of him. 50-50. Everything's 50-50 in a relationship.
How long do you think a female should put up with all this before she finds her breaking point? And if not, she's already there.
Well, I can't really speak on that because nobody really finds the breaking point until they're broken. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can't find your break. You don't go searching for your breaking point. You'll know when that is. You understand what I'm saying? Only you'll know how much you can take. My favorite saying in the whole world: a real nigga can take only but so much. A real bitch can only take only but so much. You feel me? So when that's to that point, they're just gonna get up and leave.
So how do you fix it when you know you're in love?
You do anything you have to do, and if it don't work, then it's sad to say, but at that point, it's time to, you know what I'm saying, move along. Now, the other side of that situation is this. If he feels that what he's doing isn't wrong, he knows it's not right, but he doesn't think that it's wrong at all, or say he's not doing anything, he's just doing what he's supposed to do or whatever, to take care of whatever, then on that aspect, I can't speak on that because I don't know, you know what I'm saying, what that is. But you got to do everything possible. Like, a relationship is two people. It takes two to do everything in a relationship. You talk about shit. You don't argue. You talk about shit. You know what I'm saying? And you move forward. Every step is a move forward. When you finish arguing or talking about one situation and nothing happens, you move forward. You never go back to the same situation. You understand what I'm saying? Because
okay,
everything old doesn't bring nothing new.
So what if you're in a situation where you want the dude to be by your side, you're going to do everything that you can do for the dude to be by your side, but yet the dude still shits on you every day and still talks down to you and still beats you down. But
and
yet
that's when
all
you think about.
So
and that's when you
all
think
you
about.
All you guys have is the good sex part. That's all you guys have is good sex. But at the end of the day, y'all still laying next to each other, but yet he's still out here laying with other bitches. What do you do about that? What do you do about the female being broken down every day, making the female
that's
feel
when,
like
that's
she can't
you,
get.
That's when you think about all the shit that has happened, or if you've done stuff, or if he's done stuff, you gotta weigh it out. Like, if you just said, like, if he don't stick by you or whatever, right? So what if you haven't stuck by him in his time of need? You understand what I'm saying? You got to think about the whole situation to fix things like that. Like I said, to fix things like that, you never want to dwell in the past because you won't have a future. You understand what I'm saying?
Can I ask the gentleman in the studio, wherever you guys are, can I ask y'all a simple question? What's a real good bitch to y'all? What's a real good, what's a wifey type? What's a good girl?
A good woman is somebody that will
do
anything in her power to keep you.
Everybody's comments on this. I want to know, what is a good girl?
A good woman is somebody who won't step out in a dangerous time when a man goes to handle his responsibilities. A good woman won't talk to another man in any type of way when her man is out taking care of his responsibilities and make sure everything is all right and her feelings don't get fucked up or anything. A good woman makes sure that she listens, not just talks, but listens and takes in what the man is saying, what her man is saying, and vice versa. He takes in what she's saying. You understand what I'm saying? That's a good woman. That's a wife. Somebody you can talk to, confide in, and you can tell anything, and they know everything about you. That's a wife. She cooks
Sir,
for you. She asks you what you want.
Have you ever had a good girl? Have you ever had a good girl who don't do nothing, who does everything for you?
I actually have a good girl. So I know, you know what I'm saying? I know certain things, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I have a good girl. So I know what it's like to be in situations to where her feelings get hurt, my feelings get hurt. But once you move past it, what happened?
Nothing, but on some real 100G shit. Like, what is a female to do when she doesn't want to leave this person?
If she don't want to leave, then do everything she can and talk about it. Like, listen, nigga, I'm about to leave you. Like, I'm about to leave. Like, you playing games, I'm about to leave. Or do what he asks of her. Maybe that's all he wants is for her to do what he asks of her. The simple things he asks of her. Cook breakfast. Wake up, cook breakfast. Wake me up, cook breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Do things like that. You know what I mean? Do things without being asked to do them. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so what if the female does all that, but still, the dude always tells her, go out and do you. I'm not going to be mad. But then when the dude finds out that you are doing you, he gets mad. What do you do about that?
Listen, there's things that, I'm going to use this then, since we want to talk about that. I'm in a relationship with a young lady that I've been with for 3 years. You know what I'm saying? And we recently went through some bullshit. A lady said, or a female said that she was pregnant by me. You understand what I'm saying? I left to take care of my responsibilities. Now, in that time for me leaving to go take care of my responsibilities, she stepped outside of our relationship. You see what I'm saying? I forget, we move on. But I never forget. So if you trying to be with somebody, you forgive them. If it happens again, you ain't forget about it. I'm out of here. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
in my situation, I did step outside the relationship, but we wasn't together, but we was together in type of way. And I had intercourse with his brother, and he still won't forgive me for it.
Well, that's deep. You know what I'm saying? When you do something with somebody's family member, even if you had him sleeping in the same bed as you, that man is never gonna feel the same about you because of that. You understand what I'm saying? Cousin, brother, whatever it is, you had another man that is related to him in between your legs or next to you. You understand what I'm saying? So in that aspect, he's not wrong for not forgiving you, but he should. Forgiveness is a great thing. Like, it's always, you know what I'm saying, if you do something and I can forgive you for it, that makes me the bigger person. So obviously he's still young-minded and still a child. Children don't forgive. Children stay mad. You understand what I'm saying? It's like if you had a son or daughter, you push them over playing, or you're playing with them too rough and they start crying and they're mad at you for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and they never want to say, oh, I forgive you. You understand what I'm saying? Adults forgive. You understand? Grown people forgive. You understand? So he's still got to be young-minded. So then, miss, if you dealing with somebody who's young-minded, you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to, like, keep it moving in that situation. Like, all right, I did that. Whatever. He hurt me. I hurt him. He don't want to do this. Then I'm out. I find somebody that's 10 times better. And it's the only thing that hurts somebody. When you can find somebody that's better than the person you just had, they will want you more. You understand what I'm saying? Don't go back to them because you know what it is. But just be like, all right, now I'm doing good for myself. You know what I'm saying? Because you could do bad all by yourself.
But have you forgiven your wife or your girlfriend that you have, sir?
Have I what, miss?
Have you forgiven your girl?
I am the type of person, Young Prince is the type of person that is always, I'm always forgiving. I never forget. And if I feel that somebody does forget, I send a reminder. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you do something to me, I forgive you. You forgot that you did something to me. So whenever you think I did something and I tell you the truth, you want to argue about it and keep going on, you just want to believe that, I'm going to reiterate, like, listen, you did me foul. Not to say that I'm not doing nothing, you did me foul. You understand what I'm saying? So in all actuality, you really have nothing to say if I'm out, or if I'm out and about, or I want to go chill with my mans and them, or you have nothing to say about that because you realize, like, all right, I did him filthy. I'm going to let him think. I'm going to let him have his space. He'll come back. If you push yourself on somebody, that person tends to make yourself distant and want to become farther and farther back, because every time you're together, there's an argument. You understand what I'm saying? So when you can
forgive, like, I forgive. Like, I truly forgive. Like, I have a huge heart. So when anybody does something to me, I can forgive them. You understand what I'm saying? And vice versa. Like, I did something. It showed me yesterday, you know what I'm saying, grown men talk about situations. Now, me and my man had a situation. He was angry. I was angry. You know what I'm saying? We took time to ourselves or whatever. You feel me? And niggas talked about his grown men. He forgave me. You understand? And I apologize as well, because that's what grown people do. You feel me? Once you forgive somebody, like, there's no, you don't just rub, it's not rubbing it in their face when you remind them. You don't want to keep going on, you rubbing it in their face like, oh, bitch, you did this, bitch, you did that. Oh, nigga, you did this, nigga, you did that. You feel me? That's just going to keep a fight going, which is going to push both of you away from each other when you want to be together. You feel what I'm saying?
How do you know if your significant other and everybody's relationship or situation, how do you know that that person is the one for you?
What?
How do you know in anybody's relationship or situation that they are in, no matter if they the sideline bitch or if they the sideline nigga, if they wife, if they husband or anything, how do you know if this person is the one for you?
How do you know if somebody's the one for you?
Yeah.
When you look into that person's eyes and you see happiness and love and forgiveness and being comfortable, and you reach a certain point to where you're comfortable with that person, where, excuse me, I know I'm funny, but you can fart around that, but you sure can fart around you, or, you know what I'm saying, vice versa, or you take showers together and nothing changes, or when you kiss, it feels like you're kissing again for the first time, then that's how you know that that's who you're supposed to be with.
Hey, but if you take showers with this person, if you can pass gas in front of this person, if you can eat around this person, if you can laugh with this person and everything, but on the other hand, you can't do all that because you don't know if it's right and you don't know what to do about it.
If you don't know it's right, it's not right. If you don't feel it's right, it's not right. It has nothing to do with your heart. It has everything to do with the butterflies you feel in your stomach when you talk to that person, when you call that person, just to hear them say hello, just to hear them say I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
in my situation,
every time I see...
Miss, I'm going to keep it at that. Hold on, miss. I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you, miss, because that's what I love to do now. I love to keep it 1,000. We don't lie over here. You know what I'm saying? Miss, in your situation, you're in love with somebody who's never going to be in love with you. No matter how much that nigga try, he should never, ever be able to fuck with your emotions. Even though you love him, he should never be able to do that because of the situation that happened. I've been on the show, you know what I'm saying, a couple times, and I've heard, you know what I'm saying, today I heard what you said, and I want to know if you heard what you said. You said that he brought, am I right, he brought his baby mom to your crib and said, bitch, I don't want to be with you. This is who I want to be with. Right?
Right.
That's what it is. That's what it is. He came there. That's the first thing he did as a man. Like, he's telling you, like, yo, I don't want to be with you. Leave me alone. So now if he don't leave you alone, be like, all right, you ain't want to be with me. You want to be with her. Go ahead. Leave me alone. Lose the number. If you have to, change your number. You feel me? Get it to the important people. There's somebody for everybody. You understand what I'm saying? And trying to find somebody is hard. But when you do, don't be afraid to give your feelings because a stupid nigga hurt you. You feel me? You never be afraid to give your feelings because somebody retarded and childish hurt you. You understand what I'm saying? You always look forward to, all right, I'll wake up tomorrow in a better mood. Or, you know what I'm saying? And once you can become independent and don't need nobody, that's when everybody wants you. Because deep down, a man likes an independent woman. I don't care who you are. No man likes a weak woman.
I don't got enough for independent.
But, you know, I got to get up off the show, Lucky, for Brooklyn Black, you know what I'm saying? My mixtape coming out in December, you know what I'm saying? My album come out January 26th on my birthday, on Lucky's birthday, we there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Alicia Seals, Miss Nunu, you know what I'm saying? I love you, baby. I want to shout out Tyler Taylor, Hooters.com, he's the bestie. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to holler at y'all. Y'all get with me. I'm out of here.
Hey, I like you. That's bullshit.
Yes, yes. If you're tuning in, this Real Talk with Lucky Me. And like I said, we just had a nice little conversation, the boy Young Prince and the lovely young lady. They were just conversing, going back and forth. And pretty much what they did was they just, you know, let it be known. Young Prince was dropping some jewels and some knowledge on this young lady. We got to go pay some bills or whatever. I got to go to the bathroom. It's coming down my leg. I got to go. And we're going to play some music. I'm looking at the music, whatever. We're going to go with More Money, More Problems. People always say I flash a lot of money in my pictures. And so we're going to go into some More Money, More Problems. I want to send a special shout out to our to the retarded dude that sells oranges on the highway. And let's go back to the music. We're back. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me, live in Elmira, New York. And we're talking about loyalty. We're talking about, you know, dudes snatching babies and keeping them hostage. We're just talking about a lot of things. And we're talking about Halloween. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about why I think it sucks that the kids only get 2 hours to trick-or-treat. What kind of bullshit is that? When I was trick-or-treating, we trick-or-treated to there was no more candy to be fucking found. But we're going to go back to the music, and we're going to keep it crazy.
Why you all in my grill? I'm thinking when it's time to chill, but you wanna drill though. I couldn't even step out the baby Lugana veil, cause we trying to kill my hoe, my girlfriend. And people around me is telling me that you's a stalker, like Darth Vader, Satan, Skywalker. I told y'all I was a street talker. It ain't my fault, you gave me your Victoria's Secrets and your Fredericks. You wanted to walk down Astoria, but instead I took it to Cedric's to entertain you, to give you to the G, and never claim you. Me and Missy, we getting straight pissing. Oh yeah, we pumping on one of them things too. You blaming who? You maiming who? I know you ain't bringing that lame crew. Big Bud, that is Fat Sack. T, Pretty D are the same boo, but I'm back by the Dungeon family. So you can go ahead with all that stabbing me, cause I will jab thee and slap thee and Bobby Boucher your ass, G. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, we're back. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me, and happy Halloween, everybody, if you're tuning in. I just want to give a special shout-out to all the people from Elmira who's tuning in, you know what I mean? I know y'all counting the candy and looking through it, make sure y'all kids' candy is good. I just want to give a shout-out to the callers. It's a good show so far. I want to give a shout-out to who's on the mind, who's on the brain. Miss Bam Bam Ray, that's what Young Prince called her. We want to give a shout out to her. If she's on the check in, we don't know, but I know she normally checks in every weekend. So if she's out there, shout out to Ms. Bam Bam Ray. Mr. Taylor sends his best well and wishes to you and yours. We're talking about loyalty. We're talking about the decisions these females is making. You know, like I said, if you're tuning in, this is not a male or a female bashing show. This is a show to expose things and to make sense of it. You know, I need to get clarity. I need to know what is going on. When it comes to the females, I just want to know why aren't there really real friends anymore? Like, you know, coming up, and like I said, I'm not still in my 20s. I'm not, you know, super old or anything. But when I was coming up, you know, my sister had female girlfriends where they wouldn't mess with each other's boyfriends, or they wouldn't do anything slanderous behind their back. They double dutch. They went and got their nails done. They went and got their hair done. It seemed like nowadays females don't have that no more, and it bothers me. And I just need to know why. Well, hold on, who does that kind you want to touch base on that?
I can tell you why.
Why?
Because girls.
No, you got to.
Oh, my bad. Because girls like to be vindictive. And they don't really know.
Hold on. Okay. We got you, Hooters. One second before you go on. We just want to get this 215 caller in. 215 caller, you're on the air.
My name is Sunshine, by the way. I just want to
let
all
you
know.
All right, how you doing,
Miss
Sunshine?
I'm good. I just want you to know why females act like that, by the way.
Why is that?
I don't
help
act
me under-
like that. All of my friends act like that. Females is trifling, and females don't like other females. So, and females get jealous, they're haters, because all of my friends hate on me because of, I'm pregnant now, but when I had a man, they hated on my man because they didn't have one. They're haters, they're jealous.
All right, but I'm saying, all right, we know how they are, but why, what's the difference between back then where, you know, a girl would be excited, be like, oh, it's Friday night, I'm calling up my bitches, no disrespect, but my bitches, and we're going to have a good time, we're going to get drunk, and we're just going to have a good time, and we're not, like, a friendship to where you can tell them your darkest secret, and you don't have to worry about Facebook, Twitter, or anybody knowing. Like, how come females are unloyal? Like, why? Like, do you blame television?
It's a different generation now than it was back then. Females are different now. They was raised different. They act different. It's a different generation. So females back then act different than they do now. Females back then were more like they had real friends. They understood the meaning of being a real friend. Females now don't understand the meaning of being a real friend. Females now is trifling. It's a generation. It's a new generation. If you think about it, like females back in the old generation, they went out with their friends, they had a good time, nobody thought about messing with each other's men, nobody hated on each other. The new generation is all about competition. Everybody got to be better than everybody else. So your friend got to have your man so she could be better than you. She got to have better hair and nails than you. It's a competition. And that's all it is.
I think that's what it is. It's kind of like one of the things out here in Elmira, you know what I'm saying? And I lived in the hood, and I lived in Rockland County and all those places. And I noticed in the summertime, young girls, they would make games out of, you know, hot peas and butter, you double dutch with each other. Y'all would come up with dances. I remember my little sister used to come up with these little step dances to the latest song, and they'd be out there practicing it, not for no big event or anything, but just to do it, something to do together with your girls, and y'all doing steps, and y'all go to block parties, and y'all go show out against other crews. It's just so different right now, and I don't understand why.
It's just a one big competition. That's all. It's just one big competition. Other females have to be. So it's one big popularity contest. That's all it is. Everybody, your friends got to be better than you. Your friends got to show you out. Because back in the day, it was never like that. I used to play double dutch with my friends and my aunties all the time. But now everybody, and I used to be on the step team, but now everybody else want to be competing against all their friends. Nobody can have a real friendship because everybody got to be better than everybody else because that's how society is.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now let me I don't know how much time you got, and like I said, I appreciate you calling in. Let me ask you a question. As far as, you know, like you said, the generations and the time has changed. Do you think when it comes to you ladies and getting men, do you think that when you look for a man, let's just say you're single, when you're looking for a man, are you looking for a good man or are you looking for a trophy?
I'm looking for a good man. He ain't got to be the cutest one. As long as he treat me right and treat me like I'm a queen, that's what I matter.
Now, when I say trophy, it don't have to necessarily be, you know, the model type looking or anything. It could be trophy for his accolades. Maybe he's a high school baller. Maybe he has the hottest whip. Maybe he's a drug dealer and his popularity is up there. And, you know, some females, they'll mess with a guy just off his rep. That's what
no.
I mean as far as, like, trophy.
No. When I'm looking for a dude, he got to treat me right. It don't matter. He can have all the money in the world, but if he treat me like shit, he got to go because I can do bad all by myself.
Okay. So what's the most – give two examples of a way you would want a man to approach you, whether you're at the mall or something.
I don't like when they be like, yo, ma. No, my name is not yo, ma. If you come up to me like, excuse me, Miss Lady, how you doing? I'm going to be like, hey, how are you? If you come up to me, yo, ma, I'm going to keep it pushing. Or yo, shorty, I'm going to keep it pushing. I don't like that. That's disrespectful. If you don't know my name, ask my name. Don't be screaming out ma and shorty and all of that.
So is it, I mean, all right. Now we got a different age now. Back in the days you couldn't really the internet thing wasn't popping too much and you had to go holler at a chick. Do you think it's better that a guy holler at you whether it's a social network site or in person? What do you prefer?
In person, because over a social network they could be lying. That couldn't be their picture. You never know. They could be telling you lies and then when you meet them then it's a whole nother story. I would rather meet somebody in person and get to know you first for you to be my friend before you become my man.
But what about, I always say, I'm a pro social networking type of dude. I'm on like every other site and you know, I talk to girls, do things that I do. And I always say, I mean, talking to a female person is cool, but as far as hollering at a chick, the reason why I say it's easier on the internet is because let's just say you're walking down the street and your baby dad just pissed you off. He just said the stupidest shit. You getting off the train and a handsome young man, clean, nice sneakers, look like he's about something. Say, how you doing, beautiful? Can I get a minute of your time? Now, it's not that you don't want to talk to him. It's just that you're pissed at that moment. You don't want to be bothered. You just want to get to your destination. Now, he asks you that and then you kind of like blow him off. Oh, thank you. And got to go. Now, you miss out. And he misses out because he never got a chance to holler at you and you didn't give him the time of day. As far as the internet, let's say Facebook, a dude hit you and say, hey, how you doing, beautiful? Now, you may be in that same mood, but you ignore the message or whatever the case may be or his friend request. But then when you're feeling better, you're going through your messages. He's like, what's going on? Let's see what this guy, you know what I'm saying, what is he talking about? That's why I'm so for the network thing, the social network thing, opposed to meeting a girl in the bar where you got to scream in the air to ask her about herself. But
yeah, but the social network, like, she could be the baddest bitch on the computer, or she could be this on the computer. She could be the highest person in her class, most popular. And when you meet her in person, like, she could tell you all types of lies. Like, I'm this, I'm that. I work here, I work there. And she could be lying her ass off.
Yeah, that's true. I just think, you know, from a person's, like me, I'm real good at reading people. And from a person's Facebook, I can tell if they're a fraud or not.
I can kind of tell
if they're a fraud.
Well, yeah, but, like, it's okay, say you meet some girl on the internet and y'all start talking or whatever, and she tell you she this, she that, and you meet her in person, and everything she told you was a lie. Would you still talk to her?
I would, because that tells me that it won't last. So if she got a banging body, that tells me you're lucky, beat that and get up out of there.
You're right.
Do that make me a whore? Do that make a guy a whore because he changed his whole perception of the female because she lied, and then he goes into doggy mode? That, you know,
Not really. It doesn't make you a whore, because I know some females will be like, damn, like, I really don't want to talk to him, but I need me some. Let me just get some and be out. Because I've done it a couple times. I'm not even going to sit here and lie.
So that's what, I mean, I don't know. I'm a guy, so I don't know. Y'all females do that. Y'all won't like the guy at all, but if y'all need some dick, y'all going to pause. Y'all call a dude over to eat it out or just to get piped down?
I do. I'm not going to lie. I mean, not a lot, but I do. If I need it,
So he's coming over to me. He's the sexiest thing on the earth.
That doesn't make me a whore or nothing, but I do. If I need some, get some.
I don't think if a female is single and she want to get as much penis as she want, she entitled to do whatever she want.
And that's what I do. And I mean, I can't now because I got, you know, technical difficulties. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I wasn't pregnant, I definitely would.
So are you with your man right now?
No.
Now, all right, so that's a whole different. So mentally, how do you go into this new situation? You got a baby on the way. You're not with the guy. So what is your mindset right now?
My mindset is I got to do whatever I got to do for my baby, whether I work 3-4 different jobs, whether I do whatever. I got to do what I got to do for me and my baby, nobody else. Me and my child come first. And if he want to step in, that's him.
We had I think last week we was talking about females who are pregnant having sex with different guys that's not the baby daddy. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I won't do that. I don't think that's right. I mean, unless he's your man, like, unless you broke up with your baby daddy and you're not a new man or whatever, but other than that, I don't think that's right. I think that's dirty. I think that's dirty. I really do. And that's just my opinion. If you wasn't pregnant, by all means, do what you got to do. But if you're pregnant, your baby should come first.
So, but if you had a boyfriend, say you ain't fuck with the baby daddy and you had a man, you would still let him be knowing that you're pregnant with the next dude's baby?
If he was my man for, like, a couple of months, like, he would have to wait, like, a good, like, 3 months, and he would have to use a condom.
All right, and this your first baby or no?
Yeah.
All right, this your first baby. I have a dilemma, you know, at hand. My son's birthday is next month, and, you know, I'm, like, 3 hours from Haverstraw, New York, in Rockland County, and I told her that I'm going to have a young lady drive me down there so I can, you know, spend the day with my son and, you know, vice versa, take him to the movie, see Puss in Boots and all that, or whatever. She gave me, had a fit because I was going to have a female would accompany us in the movies, Chuck E. Cheese or whatever. Do you think she overreacted?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, not overreacted, but just a little bit. Just because I wouldn't want my, because I'm having a boy, I wouldn't want my son around no other female. I don't want him to get to know no other female unless I know that you're going to be with that female for a very long time. I don't want my son to get to know her. But if it's just to go to Chuck E. Cheese and to the movies and stuff, by all means, go have fun. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, it's our baby birthday. Like, she should let you take him out. I mean, as long as you're not bringing this female around him all the time, she should let you take him out.
Mm. That's very tough. That's very tough. Miss Lynn, thank you for calling. We got to pay some bills, play some music or whatever. I got, you know, a lot, some pizza on the way.
All right.
And we're going to get back to the music. You can still stay on tune, or you can still stay on if you want to add more to it or whatever. Kick your feet up, and we rocking.
niggas worse. I'm not watered down, so I'm dying of thirst. Coming through with the scam, foolproof plan. B-boys make some noise and just chill.
It's Real Talk with Lucky Me, live here in Elmira, New York, you know what I'm saying, 707 Lake Street, Steals and Deals, Cash for Gold, Old Baby Stuff, we buying it all, we getting coin over here, the season is in full effect. I just heard something, and I just read a message, and people discussing me over here in Elmira, New York, and I'm going to let it be known, I am not racist. I am not racist at all. I love my black people. Yes, I do. I'm black. I'm half black. I'm half Dominican. You know what I'm saying? Honduran. Sorry. Let me switch it up. I'm half black, half Honduran, or whatever. But I do love my black people. Now, I cannot control, ladies, if you're fat and you're black and you like me, I'm not going to like you. If you're light-skinned, maybe you got a shot. But I can't control that. If you fat and you black and you like me, so what? So what if I talk about snow bunnies all day? So what? Y'all talk about no good fathers. Y'all talk about the men y'all like. You know what I'm saying? Y'all like what y'all like. When y'all see Tyson Bedford and y'all see all y'all sexy Shamar Moores and all that pause on TV, y'all go crazy. Woo! 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 Shamar Moore! Tyson bad for sex and tall race. Woo-hoo. Y'all get excited. And I'm not hating on them dudes or whatever. God bless them young men. Pause. You know what I'm saying? So we don't hate. So y'all say what y'all like, so I say what I like. Don't fucking send me no inbox shit on my Facebook. Oh, you black as hell. Fuck you mean you don't holler no black people. And I'm going to say why. How I feel the way I feel. Because black people aren't united. Black people, we are a crab in a bucket mentality type of race. You would think that all the things that we've been through, slavery and coming over here, segregation, that we would be the most tight-knitted race, but we're not. We're not. We hate on one another. We rob. We cheat. We steal. We kill one another. We can't even work together. We steal from one another. We do it all. So with that being said, don't fucking say nothing about me liking white girls and shit like that. This is America. You know what I'm saying? You entitled to do and like what the hell you want. I just like to voice my shit. And second, black people, I'm in the town of Elmira, New York. Now, not only am I the only black swap shop out here in Elmira, y'all black motherfuckers, y'all niggas go to them other swap shop and give, and I'm not racist by anything when I say this, y'all go give y'all hard-earned money to the white man. So don't worry about me and who the fuck I like. You would think that I should get all the business, all the black business in Elmira should come to me first. You know what I'm saying? That's how it should be. The Chinese support each other. Yeah, they ain't put their hand up or whatever. Like I said, 347-857-4302, Real Talk with Lucky Me. We're talking about some shit. I'm just venting for a second because, yeah, they got to press one. If you want to say something to what I'm saying, if you don't like what I'm saying, just press one. We'll get you in or whatever. But like I said, you would think that me being the only, and if I'm not mistaken, in the history of Elmira, to my knowledge, the only black swap shop. I'm young, in my 20s, with my own business. You would think all the black business would come to me. But we are such a hating race. We hate each other so much that we don't want to see each other grow. We don't want to see another person progress. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're listening right now, whether you're on your shit, on your phone, or through your internet, whatever, I don't give a fuck if you don't like me because I like white girls, whatever. And I'm going to continue to go on my little parade of my snow bunnies. Snow bunnies treat me good. I go with the movement. If they treat me good, I'm for it. No black girls don't come in here and be like, hey, lucky me, how you doing, high five, you got your own business, all right. But y'all black girls is quick to talk about how your baby fathers ain't worth shit. How this nigga don't got no money, he don't do this, he don't do that. But y'all won't voice when y'all see a black man doing his job. You know what I'm saying? I don't even got to have your money. Come here, give me a high five. You know what I'm saying? We don't encourage one another to do more. All this drugs and niggas are slinging out here and all that. Nigga, you slinging them things, you balling, you got that big ass chain on and all that, 5,000, 10,000. Open yourself up a business. Shout out to the other black people in Elmira who's, you know what I'm saying, took their money and did the right thing with their money and then cleaned up their shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm for that. I'm for black businesses and people doing their thing. We have shit, we have strikes against us anyway. So I just have to get that out. I'm sorry if it seemed like I'm bitching or whatever, but this is real talk, and I got to shoot it real. I'm an emotional dude, so I got to let out my emotions. I can't keep this in because I'll probably kill somebody. They got their hand up? No, they don't got their hand up. Let it ride. So like I said, back to what we were saying. Females, if your man's doing mad dirty shit to you, leave his ass. If you ain't going to leave him, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to leave him, shut the fuck up. I don't want to see no statuses about how he ain't worth shit. I don't want to see no going from single to relationship. You are a loser. If you allow that shit, you are a fucking loser. Straight up. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see you and your homegirls high-fiving. Girl, you should have been laughing when I told him. He told you shit because you knew what type of man you got. Either accept it or keep it moving. And ladies, if you're going to forgive a man, don't say, baby, I forgive you, I'm sorry, you fuck, y'all cuddled up, and then 2 days later you're talking about the same shit. I was just in Ithaca, New York, and these niggas had an argument about something that happened 3 weeks ago. They done fucked four times and then made up about the same shit. Why the fuck are you don't bring up, and for the fellas too, fellas, if you want to forgive the women, do not fucking bring this shit up. You look like a winster. Forgive and keep moving. No one said you had to forget. But when you forgive someone, you release the weight. When you hold some shit in, you're carrying that weight around. Oh, my man did this, my man did that. If you don't forgive him, let that shit go. Or keep it moving. And people, say what you mean. You know what I'm saying? And believe in what you say. If you're going to do something, if you got to be somewhere at 1 o'clock, be there. If you say you're going to love someone to the end, love them to the end. If you're going to be in a relationship and want to put it public, be faithful to that girl. Now, am I perfect? I am not perfect. And I'm be honest. If I do cheat on a girl, she won't feel my wrath. Meaning, I won't do it in a disrespectful way to where she will feel disrespected. Any girl that date me, she would know, Lucky's a good nigga. He treat me good. I'm going to have a good time. I spend a little bit of coin. Coin got to get spent. And so, let that be said. Shout out to Ms. Carrie Leonard out there, whatever, Elmira, New York. Shout out to Ms. Red who stopped through. Ms. Red came through. Shout out to everybody who came through and trick-or-treated out here in Elmira, New York. You know what I'm saying? I get fired up once around because I read things and they piss me off. Women, stop complaining that you can't find a good man. Maybe you're just not a good woman. Maybe you need to start, maybe just get naked, go in the shower, and cleanse yourself and start over. From the socks to your hair gel. Start over. Maybe you're not doing something right. Men, too. Fellas, if you can't find a good woman, maybe you need to go and just start over. Maybe you're searching in the wrong bar. If you're in a white bar, go to a black bar. If you're in a black bar, go to a white bar. Sometimes you got to shake it up. Like Young Prince said, if you was tuned in, you know what I'm saying? There's somebody for everybody. God has designed it that way. Like, I don't understand these things. And I'm like, for the females.
Shout out, Ms. Bonnie. You shout out, right?
Yeah, I'll give a shout out.
Amen, Lucky, to what you just said.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, shout out to Ms. Leonard. She's going to check in. It's just, like I said, I just can't keep these things in because I listen to it on a daily basis. I have a lot of female friends. I really don't mess with a lot of guys, so I hear their stories. The young lady that was talking to Young Prince about, the nigga disrespected you and had sex in your crib, your castle, and you're considering forgiving this man. What is there to forgive? He showed that you mean nothing to him. You mean nothing to him. You know what you do, miss? You walk out. You keep your head high. You say, you know what? I'm sexy. I'm worth something.
I am somebody.
I am somebody.
Come on now.
Like, and you know something? When you walk with confidence, your aura, your countenance, it pulls people in. Because people can tell. When you see somebody with an attitude, you're like, damn, he's having a bad day. But when you can tell when somebody's walking with a pep in their step, their head is high. They got $2 in their pocket, but their head is high. So what? Ain't got a care in the world. Man, stop letting these niggas do this to y'all. Like, seriously. Stop. Like I don't understand. Like, is penis that valuable that you feel you need this penis? Pause.
Can I be involved?
Like, I just can't get it. And like I said, if you're listening, I apologize if I sound preachy because I'm far from that. But I got to shoot it straight. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me, and I got to shoot it straight. These females, they there's a lot of fraudulentity. You know what I'm saying? If you're listening, if you want to say something, you don't got to say your name, press 1. If you hear something that I'm saying that you don't agree with, press 1. Let your voice be heard. I'm not shooting, ladies, males. I'm not shooting. But you got to do better. Save your money. Stop running to Ramsey's and these bars. Just because it's Friday, you have to go to the bar. How about taking that bar money and doing something with the family for Friday nights? Let's make it a movie night for the family. Order pizza. Summertime come around. You wonder why you and your kids can't go on a vacation for the summer. Even if it's to the city. You know why? Because you drunk all your money up the whole winter. Running to the bars trying to find you that so-called good nigga.
At a bar.
He's drinking there.
Good niggas ain't at bars.
What kind of... You got to think of the logic. Think of the logic behind this. What kind of smart man would go to the bar? drinks are, what, $8 a shot for, you know what I mean, for a nice, is watered down. That don't sound like smart things. I don't go to the bars. You're not going to catch me going spending $50 at a bar, buying drinks and all that, when I can go spend $36 on a big bottle of Grey Goose and throw a party at my house and be super drunk and still probably meet the same people that I would meet at the bar. So, ladies, if you think you're going to meet a smart man at the bar, that wasn't even a smart decision move on him to even go to the bar to drink, because he's not saving no money. He's losing money because he's buying watered-down drinks. So, I don't know, man. I'm sorry once again that I got to keep reiterating and keep throwing it out there, but, ladies, you piss me off. You piss me off. Like, if you got a man, and to the ones that got a good man, stop listening to your bum-ass friends who don't got a man. There's a reason why she's single. You got a man. You good. Your man's in bed with you. And your friend is on the side talking about, girl, he doing this and doing that. Of course, she wants you to be just like her. In the mall, searching, in the bar, looking crazy. You want to get in? Hold on, man, Prince. I'm past it. You know, I'm past the torch real quick. I gotta get me a horse. My throat is getting dry.
You know, if it's Young Prince, y'all, I'm in this shop. You know what I'm saying? 707 Lake Street, Steals and Deals. Like you said, we buying everything, selling everything. It's what we do. Ladies, if you, like he said, you know what I'm saying? I just want to go back on what he just said. You know, if you in the bar looking for a good man, you're not looking for a good man. You're looking for a retard. Honestly. You know what I'm saying? And to those ladies that have a man and your friends or your man friends is telling you something, you really must, you gotta, like he said, you gotta get in that shower and think. Cleanse yourself and think. Lay back and think about, all right, his homies is telling me this or my girls is telling me this about you. Don't approach him unless you have actual fact. And then when you do have actual fact, if he's a good man, you believe that he's a good man and he's been with you through shit, he's home every night, and he, you know where he gonna come home every night, and that nigga don't stay out unless, you know what I'm saying, y'all do whatever, y'all get in an argument, he won't get away from you so nothing happens, you know what I'm saying? That's a good man. He know what his responsibilities are and what his is. And fellas, if you out here doing what you doing, shoot it straight. Shoot it straight. My brother tell me all the time, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Lucky, shoot it straight. Because when you shoot it straight, it's there's no gray area. There's no room for I'm giving you hope that I'm going to change. There's no room for that I'm going to be with her and I'm going to be with you, you know what I'm saying? And to the young lady about, like he said, to that young lady that that had called in about that nigga doing that shit, man, listen, this is how I feel about the situation. That's the definition. That's why every time, ladies, when y'all get mad, y'all say niggas ain't shit because you fuck with niggas who ain't shit. You can't say a nigga ain't shit if he about something. At some point in time, if a nigga can pay your rent every month for you, and do things for you that he don't do for nobody, you know what I'm saying? That's a good man. That's a keeper. You feel me? When you finally open your eyes to something or to somebody, or you open your heart to somebody, you're giving that person all right to knowing you better, and you want to know that person better. So obviously, if niggas is running around or bringing their baby moms to cribs and doing whatever, or fucking in the crib, regardless of what you did, you should not want to fuck with that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, man, like,
we got people putting their hands up.
They putting their hands up.
7153 on air.
Hello?
7153, you're on the air.
Okay, it's me. You wanted honey mustard, right?
You really called the show, ladies and gentlemen, foodies.com calling from Blimpies. Want a bunch of honey mustard, cheddar cheese, the chicken, cheddar cheese, and a bunch of honey mustard, extra honey mustard.
Okay, that's all I needed. That's all I needed. You can mute me now. Yeah, honey mustard.
All right.
All right, thank you.
This is crazy.
We got everything in the show.
We got the private caller. You're on the air.
Private caller on the air. Call private. You're on the air. Coming up is one. You're on the air. No? Call back with the number then. What else we got? Is it?
Yeah.
Back to you know,
we're going to end it with that. You know what I'm saying? If you just tuned in, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pre-Game Radio, Brooklyn Black. Shout out to my cousin out there, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Salute to him out there making it do what it do. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween to everyone. Still got mad candy here, so like I'm going to be eating a lot of candy this week. It's a good thing. What pissed me off? Up here, the kids, they set hours for kids to go trick-or-treating. It seems like they're taking all the fun out of all the things that made being a kid a kid. Like, when I was young, we didn't go out, we didn't start trick-or-treating until about 8, and then we didn't come home until about 11. You know what I mean? Like, it seemed like they just making all the kid events, you know what I mean? They just... It's taking all the fun out of all the events that I once cherished as a kid. And it's whack. A friend of mine told me it was based off the sex offenders and stuff like that, but you can't base it off the sex offenders because, you know what I mean, the newspaper stated that sex offenders have to be in by 3 o'clock. They can't be on the street, nor can they keep their night lights on, and they have to put a sign saying no candy or something like that on their door. Like, where's, like, so much going on with these kids. It's so much with these females and not raising them and not doing them. Yeah, we're having technical difficulties at the studio, but we're still here. Real talk with Lucky Me, and we're just talking about the Halloween thing. I just hope everybody had fun. I see a lot of people dressed up. You got to do these things with your kids. You got to do it. You know what I mean? Even though there's a deeper meaning, you know what I'm saying, behind Halloween, and what if you really knew the real reason behind Halloween, you probably wouldn't even want to have your kids partake in it. But we live in America where we have these holidays, and it just makes everything go smooth. You know, Christmas and Christopher Lump, Thanksgiving and all that. If you Thanksgiving, if you think about Thanksgiving, that they did some foul shit. Christopher Columbus, that nigga was a ruthless dude.
Yeah,
and we not gonna get into that. I'm just gonna give you a taste of that. You know, pause. It's like this nigga Christopher Columbus, he used the women and the Indian people. They showed them, you know, the natural resources. The Indian people taught them, you know what I mean, how to cook, how to survive. If it wasn't for the Indian people, you know what I mean, they would have died. Christopher and his crew, they would have died. What they do? They chopped it up with them, ate their food, and once they learned their shit, they killed the Indians, took all their shit. Sound a little ungrateful to me, but we flipped it into a nice holiday. But, I mean, that's if anything else. I'm going to go pay some bills. We're going to play a track or whatever.
Back and forth, Aaliyah.
RIP, Aaliyah. We're going to hit you with some back and forth. You know what I mean? You tuned in.
Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Now let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Yeah. It's Friday and I'm ready to swing. Pick up my girls and hit the party train. Get up and let this fucking mellow get you.
Yeah. We back. Real talk with Lucky Me. Finally, Elmira has a voice. We send it live at the studio, 707 Lake Street, Elmira, New York. Steals and deals, cash for gold, new or old, get it sold. This is sponsored. Today's sponsor is Subway. When you eat the coochie, eat fresh. Listen, I just read it. I didn't make this stuff up. This is what I get. So shout out to Subway. You know what I'm saying? Eat fresh. We got some stuff going on the Facebook or whatever.
Ooh, her first.
Who wanna go first? Miss Leonard, she said.
Should be right here, right there.
She said, at the end of the day, blood is always thicker than water. You may be mad at her for a minute, but at the end of the day, she's the one that always going to be there in your right corner.
And this is Becky Stevens.
Yeah.
Says, forgiveness is the only way to live in life.
With hatred and bitterness, it's only hurting you. Exactly. Pretty much what I said. It's like when you don't forgive someone, it's like you got a book bag on.
And you're holding grudge.
It's dead weight. Someone did something to me, I'm holding that in my book bag. So every time I see that person, that weight is like, oh, look, there goes such and such. Oh, why you feel this way? Because he did this, he did that. But when you forgive someone, it kind of releases itself and you're good. It does better for you because the person that did something to you, they have to live with the fact that they did that to you. So they have to live with that. Doesn't mean that you have to carry it around with you. Like they said, Ms. Leonard and the other
Ms.
The other lovely young lady, you know what I'm saying? It's always the key. Forgiveness is always the key. A naughty young lady from Rockland County just sent me a message, and she said, question, rather. She said, pause before I say this. How about could you ever forgive your girl if she sucks your brother's dick? Lucky your insight. Now, if she was my girl and she sucked my brother's dick, could I forgive her? If she's my baby mama, I'm going to have to forgive her. Suck my brother's dick. It's pretty much like my brother's my brother. And, my girl should know better. You know what I mean? My brother's going to be my brother. Would I kill him or beat him up or something like that? We're going to have some words. But I'm going to be more hurt from her, though. Because she should have known better to the situation. It takes two, but still, if you're my girl, your loyalty is to me. You know what I mean? My brother is my brother. You know, brother's going to do crazy stuff and wild stuff like that. I had my baby mom. When I was going through my little spell where I wasn't really right in my head, my money wasn't really good, and I was in Bedford-Stuyvesant, New York, that's how I went. Motherfuckers, niggas is trying to get with my baby mom right under my nose. Sexual innuendos, niggas is flirting with her and all that. So that's what brothers do. Sometimes your brothers ain't really worth shit. And just because they're your brother doesn't mean that they're your brother. I'm going to say that again. Just because they're your brother doesn't mean that they're really your brother. Shout out to Hooters.com. She just came through with the Subway. We're about to start grubbing and doing the things. Prince wanted to answer that question again.
All right. Let's say, you know what, I was in a situation where my cousin, you know what I'm saying, slept in my girl's bed with her. I was mad, but at the same time, she's more at fault than he is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if she could do that, she could do anything. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be hurt. Like I said earlier, forgiveness is always the key. When you forgive people, better things happen to you when you forgive somebody. We're about to grub and pay some bills. We're going to play another song, and then we'll get back to it.
So ladies, don't be cruel.
Girls, the
had never been found. You gave me your heart, I gave you my mind, but a true love affair we could never find. Although I want you bad, I can let you go, cause there's a lot of girls out there that won't say no. Don't choose the fact that I want you, Jackie. I want you more than human eyes can see. But your head got killing, trying to make a killing. Thought about the dollars I make and you were willing to be with me, Bobby B. But with a bad attitude, I can't compete. Now you know my name, now I know your game. You want to be with me, you got to be the same way that another girl would be. And if you want to be with me, don't be close.
Yo, we're back. Real talk with Lucky Me. We in the studio. We grubbing, doing the things that we like to do. And little lady that's in the bathtub, you know if you fart in the bathtub, right? If you fart in the bathtub, if you don't pop the bubble, it won't stink. But once you pop that bubble, when it comes up like that, you pop that bubble, you're going to have your whole bathroom rocking. Now, I know you probably just drink something, you know, the liquid just came out your nose and all that. But I'm just letting you know, I do it from time to time. I fart in the tub when I get in the tub. It's just a fun thing to do. If you take a bath and you don't fart in the tub, you're not really taking a bath. You have to fart in the tub. Shout out to Brooklyn Black, you know what I'm saying? He's a good dude. Shout out to my baby mom, my first baby mama out there in Mount Vernon, New York, holding it down for her man. Is doing a bit, and she held it down. You know what I mean? Speaking of forgiveness, I've forgiven her. She's done one of the ultimate things, and she took away one of the main things in my life that I love and I care about the most. Actually, not one of the only, but it's the top thing. You know what I mean? Amari or whatever. But I forgave her. Doesn't mean I can forget, but I forgive her, because God dealt with that. You know what I'm saying? She got to live with the fact that she took him away from me. And so it is what it is. But this is Real Talk with Lucky Me. Every Monday from 8 to 10, you know what I mean? If you have topics and things that you want me to discuss, questions, send me an email at females, L-I-E, number 2, then much at aim.com, females lie too much at aim.com. Or just send me a text, 607-358-5820, or just hit me on the Facebook, luckyme.aka.mrnewcity. For those who don't know, New City is a town in Rockland County. It's not an acronym because I can't say that, but it's another way of saying cocaine. I used to live a negative life, so they used to call me Mr. Cocaine. You know, that's when I was negative, but I'm not that no more, but it just kind of stuck. I didn't give myself that name. It stuck, so live with it. Stop asking me what is a Mr. New City. We're here in, like I said, Elmira, New York, and today I was a deadbeat dad following. I didn't even call my son today. It's part of the holiday. I'm being a deadbeat dad. I had to play the role, and I didn't call him at all today. And those are the things that I do and, you know, what's going on. Now, I usually give you guys an update on how my season is going. To be honest, my season is doing rather well. Last year, this time, I was incarcerated doing my bid or whatever, and so it feels good to be free. But my season is going excellent right now. I really don't have no complaints as far as my star player. I shoot it straight. If I thought your ass stank or something like that, or you leave the toilet seat up, I would say it. I think she's the naysayers and the people that's paying attention, she's going farther than what other people thought. And not like it really matters to me, because I'm going to do what I want to do regardless. But my season is going great. you never know. Next week I could be talking about something else. It could be different. So Hooters.com, don't get comfortable. I'm being honest.
I got you.
When females get comfortable, they start messing up. So you have to. So don't really get too comfortable. Because there are females on the side, all of a sudden, that like me and they want to say all this stupid stuff. I don't pay it no mind. They can eat a cock. Like my song said. My friend, let's go to the music. Listen to me. What that song at? Mind your business. Because some of these girls need to mind their business. We're searching, we're looking, we're finding. And listen, Elmira girls, there's a lot of you girls that I would love to have sex with. I really would love to have sex with a lot of you Elmira girls, but I can't. You know why I can't? Because some of you don't wash your ass.
And?
That's it. They just don't wash their ass. That's all. That's all. Oh, and I'm in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that, I'm just saying just generally, you know, talking and speaking. It is what it is. So all my haters, you can just do this. Like I said, just leave me alone. Stop dogging me around. Stop doing the things that you do. Like I said, we winding down, and we better go into some, you know, some entertainment news or whatever. What's going on in entertainment news? Now, I want to give a special shout-out to 50 Cent. 50 Cent got this, this campaign that he got going on called Street Kings, and it's pretty much what he's trying to do is, with his campaign, he's trying to feed at least 1 million starving child in Africa. Which and he's not really getting, you know, the support that he really deserves. No one's really talking about it as much. I think it's a great thing. Shout out to 50 Cent, G Unit. People are saying that it's a publicity stunt and it's a coy to kind of like draw energy for his new album that he got coming out. I mean, the guy's rich. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to put out another album, and he'll be set for life with that vitamin water deal. If you got 50 Cent on Twitter, hit him up. You know what I'm saying? Let him know. Let that man know that y'all appreciate what he's doing. Like I said, to feed a million starving child, that's like that's a big deal. I don't know if y'all really care.
Main people, a lot of
but that's a lot of, you know what I mean? They say 23. What is it? I forgot the number. I think it was. They say 23,320 something kids or, you know, people in Africa die every hour.
Every hour?
I think it was hour from starvation.
Starvation.
Is it every day?
Every day.
I'm sorry, not every hour. That would be a lot. Every day from starvation. And he's trying to, you know, help that and use his money for good. I support that black man for doing the things that he's doing. What else is going on in entertainment news that I read about? Rappers talking about, would there ever be a gay rapper to actually come out and be popular? I think I would say to be honest, I think it nowadays with, you know, the Lady Gaga and you got everybody. Nowadays, everybody's accepting everything. Do I see it possible? I believe that a gay rapper could come out and have a hit song, and people would embrace it. It's just the way it is. If people can embrace tight jeans and leggings for guys, they can embrace a gay rapper. I'm not against gay people or anything. My thing is this. It's your world.
So as long as you don't try to force me into your world, we're good. High five. It is what it is. Soulja Boy. Shout out to the lesbian in the building. Soulja Boy has blonde hair. He has blonde hair. I don't know if he's following Chris Breezy when he did it. But Soulja Boy has blonde hair. Now, I know a lot about blonde hair because I once had blonde hair. And I was following Cisco at the time. And I had blonde braids. Soulja Boy, don't do it. Cut it off. That shit will dry the shit out your hair. It will dry it out and it will fall out.
Chris Brown dyed his hair
red. I don't know why he dyed it back, but I guess people was telling him. Or whatever. It is what it is. Like I said, if you're listening from your home, we're here live in Elmira, New York, the place where girls give it up easy and the dudes don't take care of their kids. We just here live. We just cooling on a holiday.
Seasons is
good. Everybody's good. God is good. Kids are good. I want to give a shout out to all the good mothers who actually don't go to the bars and save their money and went out and got their kids costumes because it made their day. A lot of mothers don't do things like that. Do things to see smiles on their kids' faces. So shout out to all the mothers who went out and got their kids what they wanted, whether it was SpongeBob, I don't know, homegirl from Jersey Shore. What's the name from Jersey Shore?
Snooki.
I know there's a lot of Snookies out there walking around.
I've seen like three Nicki Minaj's today.
Nicki Minaj's all over the place. Transforming.
I've seen a ninja. First time since 2003, I've seen a ninja today.
Finally, something basic, right, as a ninja.
Team Wolf was in the building.
Team Wolf was in the building?
Team Wolf was in the building.
Shout out to Tyler Taylor out there in Ithaca chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? He had a party. It got shut down before I got there. Police and all that good stuff. But he was white boy wasted. Him and his girlfriend, baby mom, was white girl wasted. I'm sorry, they were wasted.
Steve-O.
Wild boy. Wild boy. But he plays good basketball. I give him, but it's. I mean, like I said, I still believe that I'm in the top seed. For reasons I can't really go on air to say, but I'm playing excellent. I'm not playing good basketball. I'm playing excellent basketball, fellas. You have to treat these women how they want to be treated, but you can't be a sucker. And so once in a while, you have to act like an asshole just for like play. Just for play and for fun and all that. But you just can't be a dweeb all day long. Hey, babe, I love you. Hi, how are you? I miss you. I'm thinking about you. You think about me? You poke me, I poke you back. Stop. You add me? Could we be in a relationship status? I like your picture. No, I like your picture more. No, I think, can we eat? Can I feed you? I want to love you. I want to hold you. Okay, so you can't do that.
I'm studying Facebook pages. Oh, yeah, I hate
studying?
You say that, like,
yeah, you get them. You got 3 minutes left.
This is what I want to say, man. And you know who I'm talking about when I say this, man. Please, brother, man. Don't say you're going to do something and not do it, man. Like, niggas got bread on deck. The $2,500 is still there. But please, if you can, my man, stop studying my Facebook page. I'm not going to put no rhymes up there. You're not going to take my rhymes off the face. You're not going to do things like that. We work hard, you know what I'm saying, and this is what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not my fault you don't play good basketball. She like me.
That was Mr. Prince, Mr. Young Prince. Shout out to Ms. Josie. A nice, thick African-American sister out here in Elmira, New York. She said, I could forgive him, but never forget. She forgave her sister, but she couldn't forget it. That's a given. Thank you, Ms. Josie, TN Josie, sexy self, on the check-in, on the Facebook. Like I said, ladies, don't dig for trash when there's no, like, if it's clean, if the appearance is that it's clean, let it be that. Don't say, I know he swept something under the rug. Let me lift up these couches. Let me look in the crevices because I know there's dirt somewhere. Sometimes it is what it is. like I said, sometimes it is what it is. Sometimes you may just happen to have a good man at this particular time. At this particular time, keywords. I want to thank everybody that's in the chat room, listening from your computer, on the call-in, people that call private. If you're listening from your friend's phone, you got me on speaker. Shout out to everybody on Myra, the Myra girls. Shout out to the call. Shout out to you know, Miss Brittany. It's gonna be all right, Mama. It's gonna be all right.
Cause you can't understand up until you've been there.
It's going to be in a good space. Real Talk with Lucky Me, Mondays, 8 to 10, sponsored by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. Shout out to that man. You know what I'm saying? If you want to give donations, give it to me. But anyway, we got 60 seconds. We're going to shut down. I want to send a special shout out to Amari, wherever you at. Hopefully you're safe. You had a good time trick-or-treating. Daddy loves you, miss you, care about you, think about you all the time. Shout out to my other son, Jordan, out there in Havistraw, New York. Hopefully everything is good with him. Might not see him for a while. Not my fault. Blame your mama. But, it is what it is. Tune in next week. We are talking about farting at the dinner table and cell phones on dates. That's what we're going to be talking about next week. Females.
Look at me.
So shout out to everybody. Shout out to all the white girls. Shout out to all the black girls who listen. I love white snow bunnies. Shout out to the boy Prince on deck. Shout out to Karina, Hooters, my baby mamas. And we signing out. Elmira, New York.
Uh-huh.